This is an interesting topic. It is to me anyway. I hope it is to you as well. And I don't know about any of you, but it's something that I'm getting more and more calls about, and I'm finding that this is an issue coming up more and more often in school districts. So I know we're running a little late, so without further ado, I'll just get underway. I want to talk for just a minute about the terminology. We talk about differences between the word sex and the word gender, and I just want to clear that up in terms of legally how that gets looked at. Sex being a person's biological sex, you know, biological characteristics, your birth sex. Gender being a person's conduct, behavior, roles, hairstyles, manner of dress that we sort of think of as masculine and feminine. And for most people, their sense of being male or female biologically aligns with their gender. But for some people, not so much. And that's, the idea of gender identity comes up. And that's where, you know, how your sense of yourself matches with what your biological sense sex is. Transgender person is someone whose gender identity or gender expression is different from the sex that they were born with. And so from there, we'll talk just a little bit about the kinds of discrimination that is faced by transgender employees and students. As a result of social expectations about how one should behave with respect to your sex or your gender, and then how the courts have been looking at this with respect to Title VII, Title IX, and the 14th Amendment. So I'm going to start with employees. I'm going to split this presentation into kind of two sections, employees in the first half, students in the second half, and I'm going to frame it around two fairly recent agency decisions. Each one is going to be framed around an agency, the decision that has kind of set the stage, I think, for what we can expect, either for the employees that you work with or for the school districts that we work with.